Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or on the FM side, 105.1. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Our pal Grant Paulson will join us coming up at 8:20. He had an interesting nugget about how Terry McLaurin lined up, and people wondered whether he was just going to line up in one spot.
I don't know what to make
during
of that.
The preseason. Well, it's one of Cliff Kingsbury's traits, maybe.
Yeah, right. And I don't know if that's bad or good. Like, hold on. Can I finish my comment? Obviously, you think you want guys in motion and pre-snap misdirection and all that stuff, but he must have a reason why he doesn't do it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We'll talk to Grant Paulson about
maybe
that.
They'll change
up at
that up this week. Kind of depends on maybe who you're going against, too. One thing, Tampa had two significant injuries in the secondary.
I know, and they didn't take advantage.
And they couldn't take advantage of it, which
also
makes you wonder.
Speaking of secondary, Fred Smoot scheduled to join us coming up at 9:20, the former Washington cornerback. We can talk to him about his boy, Emmanuel Forbes. Of course, it is a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos. 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Misery Monday for your boys. We're out on the Circus Sports Survivor Pool in week one.
I mean, what a travesty of mockery that was.
Look, I'm blaming.
Look, we were gonna get jettisoned. That's probably in the first month anyway.
Yeah.
But
good chance,
Eric said, when you lose in week one, it's an embarrassment.
It's deflating.
Let me just say this. I am officially out of Circa for the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'm not putting $250 in a survivor pool. I'm not doing it.
I'm
not doing it.
It's stupid.
Here's what I knew.
And by the way, we had no luck. We had zero. We had some of the worst luck in that game.
I knew when it was officially doomed. When Burrow hits the tight end, I think his last name's Hudson.
Yeah, and he fumbles running into the end zone.
He's running. He's a yard and a half from the end zone.
Yeah.
He's got the ball up here, and he gets swiped out.
Yeah.
I said, when I saw that, I said, it's
well,
over,
that was
Johnny.
after Gesicki.
I know,
caught the touchdown, but he didn't have control of it. So he had bad luck there.
But I knew
the next play, Hudson fumbles, and then New England goes right down the field, kicks a field goal, and then in the second half, Charlie Jones, the punt returner, fumbles a punt and gives them another free 3 points.
Mm-hmm. But they caught a break, too.
We had some terrible
Burrow fumbled, and they called him down by contact.
He was.
And look,
that was a break on the side of the Bengals.
We either win as a team or we lose as a team, I understand.
Here comes the butt.
I pitched the Saints, and I was mocked. I was told the head to the exits.
Right. Well,
I was dismissed in about 20 seconds.
I'm convinced if we would have taken the Saints, they would have lost.
I'm just saying that I was a slight voice of dissent that was shouted down by the masses.
You should have been louder.
I should have fought harder.
I followed our pal Stoner's method of biggest favorite on the board, home team, better quarterback. I did throw in that warning that Cincinnati has started off the last couple of seasons 0-2 and 0-2.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
We were aware of that.
Yeah, no,
but
I know.
We thought with Burrow and Chase banging back that still would win.
Well, plus Higgins was out. Chase was barely practicing.
We didn't know Higgins was out.
We didn't know that officially.
I know there might be analytics pointing to what they did, but I'm sorry. When they get the ball back, and they're down by 6 points with 2.5 minutes left, whatever it was. And then they punt the ball. I don't like it. Well, don't like it.
They had three timeouts. That's why they did it.
I know.
What was
it's
it?
Not Fourth as bad as what Antonio Pierce did.
Well, he was a coward. I would never call him a coward to his face.
Right.
But I'll call him a coward for that punt. It was like 4th and 1. I think he was on the Chargers like 40.
I think they're on the 43.
He's in Chargers territory.
Chargers territory, 6.5 minutes
to
go.
Inexcusable. Is that where being a defensive-oriented head coach comes back to haunt you?
I don't know. But, like,
must be his instinct.
You got, like, if it's 4th and 4, 4th and 5, punt away. If it's 4th and 1 and you're in the opponent territory, you got to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to go for it.
But I feel like the Bengals on 4th and 4, I believe it would have been, don't punt, go for it.
It was 4th and 5, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It was fun running Survivor. Fun 1 week run.
But we do have our touchdown parlay.
We could have taken Seattle, winner, Could have taken the Saints, obviously.
We could have taken every team.
We also could have taken the Buccaneers.
But if we could predict the future.
Why didn't we take the stupid Buccaneers against the Commanders?
Because you picked the Commanders to win.
Okay, but
you weren't going to be swayed. No, you weren't going to be swayed.
Listen, here's the truth of the matter. A week ago, whenever we donated the money, we said,
week one looks brutal.
Yeah.
Correct.
There was nothing on there that we loved.
That was the biggest favorite.
I know. I have no regrets.
That was the biggest favorite.
We were going to lose eventually anyway.
I know.
You know what? I'm glad it's
but
over.
But I at least wanted somewhat of a sweat.
I
wanted to sweat through the rest of September.
Yeah. Here's how much I cared. I didn't even remember who we picked.
Well, this is how much I cared. I watched the entire game.
your eyeballs hate you because that was a gross game to watch.
You guys can get back in on the buyback. I think they usually do it about week three.
Circa does?
No, not Circa. The Nub Survivor.
I'll do that.
How much is that?
The one we're in. It's like $100.
I need a sweat.
Another 25 bucks?
A weekly sweat. All
right, I'll do that one. But I ain't ever doing Circa again.
Circa's done. It's too much money.
$1,000 is such a donation.
Although I will say, I kept thinking about the guy that called in, and he had the committee of 21 people, and they had 7 entries.
Yeah.
That's really only like, am I crazy? Is that only like $300 a guy? And you got like 7 entries? Like, figure that out, that math. Remember when that guy called
in? Well, if you got 7 entries, that's $7,000.
Right. Divided by 21.
I don't remember how many guys
he
said.
How much is that? Is that like 300 some per person?
Are you sure he said 21?
Am I effing up the math?
Are you sure he said 21 people?
Not sure.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He said 20 people.
333.
Yeah, that's the move. He had 20 people.
You want to spend more money on
that. Well, no, but at least you have 7. You make 7 educated, right?
Right.
That's the move. You know, 1 for 1,000 is literally. Yeah. I won't say the R word. It's the R. It's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We lit our money on fire.
It's that dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the bright side,
I would agree.
It's that dumb.
On the bright side,
ain't doing it again.
We're about to win a touchdown parlay.
Oh, now you're chasing
it. Oh my God.
Some people already won it.
Who's telling everybody there's a no-hitter going on in the 7th inning?
Some people already won.
That's the card. You just violated the Cardinals.
It's not going to happen now.
Not these people.
McCaffrey's not scoring.
I'm not even paying attention to that one.
Shocker.
What do we have left?
McCaffrey.
One guy.
Wow.
How much do we win on that?
If we win, how much would we win? 900 or something?
50 or something?
No, you guys win. JP, I appreciate him putting the bet in, but he's a donk. He bypassed the 50% parlay boost.
Oh no!
So you put it straight. Well, he put it straight in, and you
there was actually a free boost, and we
missed free 50% boost.
I did it on my own. I got 850 coming to me if McCaffrey scores tonight.
Well, let me say this: Cakes is the worst texter of all time.
Okay,
we have a bit of a problem. Cakes, here's the deal,
dummy.
Cakes was supposed to put in the bet.
I was.
He goes to Carolina. He can't put in the bet.
FanDuel.
He sends me a text on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a dinner party. I said, okay, I'll try and put in the bet when I get back from the dinner party. When I enter in his information, it asks for a code.
Yep.
Then I get the code back, and it says, you have to download the app. Then I download the app. I ask Cakes for the code again. I guess he went to bed. So then I send him a message. Okay, we'll tackle this in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He sends me a text that says, I'm going to be driving my car.
Dumb
I'll stop in 2 hours.
That's all.
He cares. No, look. He doesn't answer texts.
I'm not gonna driving 80 miles an hour on.
I was desperate
north.
For the code, so I had to enter myself.
Oh, nobody cares.
I didn't know how to
do it. You're just talking words. No one's listening.
I put it on Cakes for the no
it's
boost.
Not my fault. Not at all. My fault.
Hey, Drabby, McCaffrey. Yeah. This is we're gonna lose. All right.
I can't believe he said that.
It's not gonna happen. McCaffrey played in 20 games last year, if you include the playoff. He scored in 16 of them.
Right. That's a pretty good percentage.
Well, he's going to shred his knee today.
Correct. He's going to get hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, and then we'll
don't put the blame on me because I used a word about he's the donk who picked McCaffrey. He picked Higgins and replaced him.
Well, the reason I didn't pick
By the
McCaffrey,
way, a bunch of listeners won because the Higgins thing got voided.
I didn't know Higgins was going to be out. I mean, obviously, I liked Higgins' number.
Yeah, that was a surprise that Higgins
McCaffrey
was
almost a 2-1 fave to score. So,
did you even look if he was on the injury list? Because you might be dumber number 3.
Who?
Did you look if Higgins was on the injury list?
No, he wasn't. I don't think.
He wasn't.
Okay. It was a surprise.
It was kind of a surprise that came down Friday.
Right.
He wasn't. Look, on all my fantasy charts, he wasn't listed as doubtful or questionable or any of that
stuff. All right, take it back. I'll take it back.
But the reason I didn't pick McCaffrey originally is because he was minus 175, and we like to make a lot of money. So
Cakes, can I
once
have
Higgins went out,
machine,
I picked McCaffrey.
My guy with the highest odds hit, right? Didn't I have
you got B Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
You even know that the bet is happening. Why do you want all these props?
Well, I did make the pick at the time.
You did.
Thank you.
Was it the high odds or was Anthony Richardson?
No. Don't know.
B-Rob, Anthony Richardson had to run it in.
No. We had plus 120.
Gotcha. Mine was plus 240.
I'm feeling good. I mean, it's minus, was it? Minus 190 tonight?
What? 175 is what I saw.
Valdez, is there a way we can like double down on it? You can't really do something like is there a way somehow?
You can't bet against that he's not going to score, I don't think. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not to save it.
Oh, okay.
But like to, like,
well, you hedge it.
Not even to hedge it.
You can like,
if we think it's a, no, I'm not cashing out, no way.
Should we double down?
I'm saying the opposite of hedge. Should we double down?
What's the cash out?
Add more money and really cap if we really think he's going to hit this. You kind of already did.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what your guys' is. I have a $400 cash out for my one that pays out $850.
You should take it.
I kind of want to hit it.
What was the initial bet for you?
$10.
$10.
$85 to 1.
I mean, you're 40Xing already.
I might cash out. I'd be wavering. Hey,
does McCaffrey
have a cash out?
Does McCaffrey have a hurt calf?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's... He's been. I mean, it bothered him the entire preseason, but he's fine. He's going to play.
The lock he's playing.
Yeah.
Now he could grab his calf after one possession, and the bet is donezo. And then Drabble would be kicking himself for not catching out.
The Jets got a pretty good defense.
The defense is pretty stout.
That's fine, but if San Francisco gets inside the five, inside the three, he's going to score.
We'll be bitter if Jordan Mason
Niners
snakes
Niners
a touchdown from him.
Right.
We will be very upset.
Well, by the way, I want to give a shout out to my son who made his rugby debut yesterday.
I saw the video.
He was balling. He had a try. Does that mean a touchdown?
I don't know.
He played 50 of 80 minutes, a complete novice.
Seems like a lot.
And then he shredded his ankle on the last play.
Oh, no.
The ankle looks like your belly right now. It is huge.
I'm getting a lot of shrapnel today.
It is huge. My belly. It looks huge.
Yeah. Oh, he pummeled his
ankle.
Yeah, it's pummeled.
Some big fatty landed on him, twisted it all up. He's out.
So he's out
for
a while.
Did he wait until after the game, or was he drinking beers during the game?
No, I guess they do. The tradition thing with rugby is you have beers with the guys that just beat each other up all together after the game.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I tweeted a couple clips of him just boat racing those guys.
It's a fun sport to watch, even though I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you.
Well, you were in a box for the local team, right?
Old Glory DC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there at Audi Field about a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, this is a professional. Fun. This is his club, and it's, I guess they were Division II last year, but they got relegated to Division III. So
they should relegate the Carolina Panthers. They are hideous and an abomination.
Is Bryce Young butt?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
he
over.
Is.
It's over.
Could be.
Probably.
Very good chance.
What did he look terrible?
First pass was a bad interception.
How about the entire team is terrible and dysfunctional?
So he had one to Thielen.
Improvement.
He overthrew Thielen on the second interception by like 10 yards.
They'd be lucky to win three games. I don't know that they can manage. How could they beat three teams in the NFL the way they looked yesterday? I mean,
It's probably over, Johnny, for Bryce.
They might win one game. They might win zero games.
All right, let's go to Brendan in Fredericksburg. Brendan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, man, Brendan. I'm going to say it like Deion Sanders said it. You better get us now because Jaden Daniels has speed like Lamar Jackson. He has Vick speed.
How's that working for Deion, by the way?
You can't coach that speed. You can't teach that speed. Every game, every year, his passing will get better. I mean, he did it at LSU. There's only a couple human beings on the planet that can do it like that.
I think
that.
His passing will be way better in week two.
Listen, I agree.
We're trying to win with Ron Rivera players.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get all the draft picks, you know, Adam Peters draft picks, and all the salary cap over the next couple years, look, this year might be rough.
Thank you for the call. I have an idea for you, Valdez, before I forget it. We send a big, giant Ron enema out to the Commander's Park to flush out whatever's left from the Ron era.
So we've been trying to flush out Dan Snyder,
Forbes,
now Ron.
Just Forbes, Jamin, big, giant Ron enema.
I can't believe he named the team. Ron Rivera got the name of the team.
Ron named the team.
Coming up next.
Now he's playing 36 a day at Pebble Beach.
We'll talk to our pal Grant Paulson, host of the Grant and Danny Show, right here on 106.7 The Fan.